This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everyone. So good to see you again.
Great to see you. You look great. Not you.
Thank you so much.
Guys, we're still in quarantine.
Yeah.
Dude, Mike. Shit, I wasn't ready.
We are still in quarantine. Did we talk about how the mummy kind of sounds like Jeff Daniels?
Is aggression won't stay.
You mean Jeff Bridges?
Why do I always do that?
Jeff Daniels is the one in Dumb and Dumber.
Dude, that is not the first time I've made that mistake.
Don't ever make it again. He'll come for you.
Dude, I promise I'll make that mistake again. If I'm being honest with myself.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, everybody. Mike and I. Dude, when can I, like, usually when I do this, I'm fresh out of the shower. Like, I don't
That's
know if
horny
I've done
as fuck.
This. You know, you gotta like, pretend to be a human still. And, like.
Well, we are still human, Steve.
Are we not, man? No, we are Devo, Mike. But my thing is, like, I haven't worn pants in, like, 3 weeks.
Cool.
Humble brag.
Dumbledore.
Dumble bag. Dude, you remember in Harry Potter when they had to find Dumbledore's bag?
Dumble's bag.
So anyway, we're still in quarantine, but I want to know, Mike. Wait, hang on. This image requires... Mike, when can I get a haircut from your lovely wife? And I will pay for it.
Get your ass over here, dog.
Do you feel safe enough for me to go over there?
Yes.
Have you heard that idea that, like, if you've been quarantined... This is nice. Mike and I are on the beach. I'll be right there!
They opened up the beaches, so this is okay.
Ah! Big wave coming!
Dude, that was a mistake, but it worked out very nicely.
Wait, let's see if I can do this. If you're watching the video version of this, you're in for a treat.
He's gonna take his dick out. Steve, everybody's surfing now. Shit. Everyone's surfing now. If you're watching the video version, Steve is almost complete. Oh, just walking on the beach, just having a nice walking on the beach. One time he was walking on the beach, wow, and he's presenting the ocean.
The sand.
Dude, this is like sand. This is the worst episode of Nick Arcade I've ever seen. Oh, Steve would have liked that joke. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's very good. Wait, Alana's here. Alana! Oh, oh, that's her favorite place. It's the beach. Wow. She's glitching.
You could be anywhere right now.
Dude, one day there's going to be a
Let's
future.
See what I have on my beach.
Let's see what's on your beach. Take a walk.
Steve, you know that sometimes there's buried treasure on the beach. You know that, don't you?
Dig in, dude.
I wonder if I have a what are they called? Metal detector around.
Oh yeah, see if you can find one. Wow, I wish I was on that beach. Whoa, what's that?
Metal detector.
Whoa, Mike, are you finding anything good?
I think I got something, Steve.
What'd you find? Whoa, a champion belt?
It's golden.
What is that, a champion's belt?
This is one, this keeps up a champion's pants.
Hold on, now I want to look for treasure. Let me look, Mike. Can I look?
Please look. Since I earned this, I'll keep it. Steve, it looks like you need a champion's belt.
I found something.
Steve, you sure could use a champion's belt after a pant bit like that.
I've got to hold my belt. How do I hold up my pants? I need a champion's belt. Remember Harry Potter and the champion's belt?
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Belts.
Harry Potter and the Goblet Belt.
I'm in heaven right now. This is why quarantine's not that bad.
Dude,
because of what I'm doing right now. All right,
now. Let me pull up some royalty-free. Anyone listening to this is bored out of their minds. It's still funny though. You can imagine what we're doing.
I promise you, if you're listening to the show right now, it'll get better, but this is for the video crew right now. Ryan does such a good job sometimes on the video that it's a rewarding experience to see it and to ascribe to it on YouTube, which is a brand new computer television site where you could watch some of your favorite and some of the most annoying people on the face of God's green earth do whatever the fuck they want for close to 12 years.
Okay, Mike, here comes a wrestling song. Like an intro song, and I want you to do your like whole wrestling intro, okay?
Okay.
You're a made up character. You can be whoever you want to be. Ready? All right. Here comes the music. Is that music yet? Hold on. And coming out for everyone. I don't know anything. I don't know how to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourself for the ultimate! Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling
fans! It's time to shut your mouth! Hey everybody, how you doing? It's me, Dabba-Dooba Wrestling Friend!
Wow, Wrestling
Friend! I heard that you guys had a little dynamic banter.
We're doing show going banter. On. Yeah, we're recording right now.
Ooh, hell yeah. So far, boring as hell. If you're asking me personally, which I know you're not, which is okay. I didn't come here to get asked questions. I came here to lay the smackdown on somebody.
What can we do to entertain you, Wrestling Fred?
Just get back to being funny and stop with all the virtual hijinks. That's me personally. I did like seeing your little butt, though. You got a little butt.
I surprisingly don't have that much of a hairy. I don't have any hair on my butt.
You got no hair on your butt because you don't have a lot of real estate. You got a lily butt.
I do have a lily. I got Lee hot cross buns.
Anyway, I'm going to go back and swallow my spit. But it was great talking to you, Steve.
Great to see you, Wrestling Fred. You got to come back on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem kind of... I can't tell if that was excitement or...
There's no way. There's really no way of knowing.
Why did he just smash through your back, your window to get out of there?
I don't know, man. We've replaced every wall in this apartment building.
Why does he have to smash... Dude, if you had the budget to build a set, I think Wrestling Fred should smash through walls any chance he can get.
Dude, he's like the Kool-Aid guy if the Kool-Aid guy was had uncontrollable rage.
What if your bit was you smash through a wall to enter a room, but you always really hurt yourself doing it? Like you've got
there's always
a bloody nose. Yeah.
There's always a huge thud. It never makes it through the wall. There's always a huge thud.
Everyone's
like, what was that? And then later on, the music comes on, and then Fred comes limping out. Okay, thought I'd give it a shot.
I love the idea that, first he slams into the wall, and you hear, and then you're like, I don't know what's going on over there.
And Vince McMahon or whoever is the booker is like, we keep telling him not to do it, but he keeps on insisting that it happens.
What if he's like, it takes him so long to come through the wall, and like little by little, he's like making little like cracks, like he's got like a sledgehammer or something. And he's
you hear like, found a hammer,
Pound a hammer. I'll be give me 10. And give me 15.
It's
10.
Like a little hammer too. Yeah. And then he and then finally his face can like come through.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Why didn't you guys put up the breakaway wall? Why did?"
But and they would be like, "Fred,
the breakaway wall.
The breakaway wall is 3 feet. That we marked it with an X. You're right next to it."
I was told X's are bad luck. So guys, welcome to the show. Mike and I are having fun with Zoom. So if you go to youtube.com/dynamicbanter, you can watch us mess around with Zoom and put up fun pictures and shit. It's yeah. a good time. But yeah. So I need a haircut, dude. I mean, I don't know though, because I'm kind of doing this thing where I'm like, let's see how long my hair can get. And I'm also doing this thing where I have not trimmed my beard or mustache or any of this at all.
You're like me when I worked for SourceFed. Everyone else took great care of their physical appearance. And I look back at some of those videos and I'm like, oh, did I just not have a mirror for 2 years?
I mean, we all went through phases, I think. I think you can find a fedora phase for me.
The world wrestling fedora. Fedoration.
You ever go take your girl to Fedora to get some makeup?
I got her a gift certificate.
To Fedora, yeah. Did you get into a fight with your girlfriend? Get her a gift card to Fedora. But anyway, so I'm in between, like, because have you seen people like full on shaving their heads and shit?
Yeah, my friend Sebastian Corley, who was going to open up for me in Portland, just shaved his head. Mm-hmm. And he's like a big dude. He's a big, tall dude. And he's like big. He's a thick boy.
Yeah.
And he has a big, like perfect beard, mm-hmm. action figure beard. And he looks really good. And then he said he shaved his head and he said, I look like fuckboy Uncle Fester. And I laughed so hard. I know you got to see him to get the full whatever, but I laughed really, really hard at that.
Are you fearful of like the balding situation, Mike? Like, do you feel like are you conscious of the fact that someday you might be bald?
I think it would suck. I had a thing a couple years ago where I had to get something removed off the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. Like Zoya.
I had to get Zoya removed off the back of my head.
Because she was
just so I could have a goddamn minute to myself.
Take a breath. Fucking breathe.
And so I had a patch or two back here that wasn't growing back, and it freaked me out a little bit, but I'm like, I like having long hair and a beard very much. I think it suits my personality, but if I had to shave my head at some point, it's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not.
I have
the worst
a nicely
thing
shaped
world,
head.
But you know, everybody talks about the potential dangers of shaving your head. Have you heard about this, Mike?
Name six.
Okay, ready? Number one. They say it might not grow back at all.
Like after a certain age.
If you shave off your head, it might not grow back.
Well, I think that's a dream. If you're doing it because you're like your hairline is receding or something.
Yes, yes.
That's I know somebody who bit my friend Matt Bix their head, I think.
Really?
And for it to not grow back would probably be a goddamn gift.
There's also the chance that when you shave your head, it could grow back a completely different color.
Yeah, I've heard of that. That's a real fear.
There's also a chance it could grow back, but then you die.
Hmm. Like you have nice hair, but you're dead?
You're dead. You died, yeah. And your hair keeps growing when you die. Did you know that?
I heard that sometimes you, instead of hair, a foot come out.
I don't want to be a bald guy, but if it starts to happen, there's only one choice. You can't be one of those guys.
Are you a bald guy?
No, but you know how they say like in your family, like if there's bald people, then like you could most certainly end up being bald.
If there's baldness on your mother's side, I think.
Right. And there is a lot of baldness on my mother's side. most men, they turn a certain age and then they just go bald.
What's that age?
I think it's in their 30s. But like,
but I don't even see any glimmer of baldness.
I know. I think I might have. I don't know. Maybe it skipped me or it hasn't happened yet. But I'm concerned about it.
I think we would know if it happened.
I mean, it might have happened, but my big old mop hair is just like covering it all up.
Maybe your top hair is just your beard.
It's a comb over. Yeah, comb-a-top. The hair on my head is my beard that I just combed up this way. But I don't know if I think I'd have to like just fall into the whole baldness thing if it just started happening, because I don't want to be one of those guys that's like got a cul-de-sac and long hair and you're hanging on to the dream.
Yeah, but you looked very, very good with short hair that was like barbered and shaved.
Yeah,
on the sides.
Yeah, it's like the universal way to look cleaner. To yeah. Shave the sides of your head and make everything all nice and shit. But, you know,
apparently it's like an old movie thing where if you wanted to make somebody look crazy or disheveled or dangerous, you'd make their hair come out. It's like psychologically, the more hair you have on the sides, that's all wackadoo.
Oh, the crazier you are. Yeah.
So if you just shave the sides of your head, like Butthead from the famed duo Beaver and Butthead, then everyone takes you seriously, and you're
Kleenex
seen
and
as
Buffhead.
Kleenex and Buffer were seen as intellectuals in the early and late 90s.
Cletus and Fuzzbucket.
Dude, there's not a more intolerable show as an adult than Beavis and Butthead.
I haven't rewatched it, but I'm sure it is pretty awful because it's such a relic of a time where it was funny to be like,
she said butt, she said penis.
Dude, to think how hard it is to fucking write a sellable TV show. And to get a meeting and to sell that TV show. And then in 1993, Mike Judge was like, how about if two guys were like,
what do I
okay,
do?
That's pretty good. But what can we do to offset that person? We'll have another one that goes, eh.
And what are their names? Like Kevin and Tom?
Yeah, maybe originally.
Okay. We don't have to talk about their names yet, because that could be anything. What's the name of the show? Is it called like Two Funny Dudes?
It would be their names, whatever we came up with for
their
names.
Okay, like the Jim and Tom show.
Jim and Tom, but one guy's like Jim is like a straight up butthead.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
And Tom is more like a Treavis.
So what's a butthead kind of name? Like Chad. Chad and
Ricky. Think of a guy who just has like an overbite and braces. Maybe no hair on the sides and his nose curves like a ski slope.
Yeah. Let's go with like
moguls.
Let's go with like a Kyle or like a Jimmy. Jimmy's got a
here,
lot going
let's
on.
Brainstorm this together.
Okay.
I'll do the voice I hear in my head.
Okay.
And you come up with the perfect name for it.
Great.
Close your eyes.
Okay. Butthead. Butthead. Beavis.
Beavis. That's good for the high-pitched one. The same guy, but high-pitched. And then to give the series some variation, we'll wait 7 seasons, and then we'll make Beavis put his shirt up over the back of his head.
Oh, that's fun. Everyone loves doing that. And maybe he's like, well, I gotta wipe my ass. Help me wipe my ass.
I want to get the poopy out of my butt.
I need to clean my butt. The thing
and
is like, that
dude,
was
I'm
funny
telling you,
as
these
fuck.
Guys are going to get a goddamn movie made.
Yeah, but that movie's going to disappear into obscurity and nobody's going to care. When was the last time you saw that movie?
When the day it came out. That's
do you even
a movie
remember?
You have to, why would you? I remember it was called Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Do America, yeah.
And it was so important to me to see that the day it came out.
Same.
And I
you
did
couldn't
that.
You couldn't be a square. You couldn't be a loser and not have seen the Beavis and Butthead movie.
What, are you going to look me in the eyes, tell me you've never played frog baseball?
Dude, but you got to be 18 to see that movie. No way, dude. We bought tickets for the Land Before Time, and then we got into Beavis. Oh, do you remember having to do that? Like, did you see the South Park movie in theaters?
Yes.
Did you have to buy a ticket to something else and then sneak in? Or have you ever done that?
I don't remember. I remember sneaking into Face Off. We used to just sneak into movies, not because they were rated R, but because the movie we were seeing was bad.
Do you think
so? We were like, what else is playing?
I relate to that. Except for me, it was like, let's go see Mars Attacks. I remember there was like the year Mars Attacks came out. It was like some other Batman movie, like Batman Forever was also coming out or was out. And I remember seeing Mars Attacks and then going into like a different theater right after and going like, what's playing? Oh, fucking Batman Forever. Let's go.
Just stay there all day.
Yeah. And then you just stay there all fucking day and just like walk into the movie. Like, and nobody gave a shit. People who worked at the theater didn't give a shit.
What year did Joker and Robin come out? Batman was like, Joker. He was on retainer for his,
1997.
He sold the show to NBC.
1997.
When Batman took off his mask and he was Joey on Friends for a couple years and he couldn't do any movies, they made Joker and Robin.
Dude, somebody was saying the other day, have you seen Batman and Robin with Chris O'Donnell? And like, you remember?
Yeah.
Someone was saying the other day that like, that movie would have been so much better if Robin was like a younger kid, like a teenager, like a young, because you know, Chris O'Donnell is just like, they were obviously trying to put all these pretty boys in the movie and like give something for the girls to come check out, I guess.
Yeah. How old was Robin when he started fucking with Batman in the comic?
I think it's all over the place. Like, I seem to remember there being like an adult one and then a young one and then a baby and then one of them's like a monster.
I would see a baby in one of those like really expensive, very heavy suits, and the baby would just be on its back the whole time while Batman did all the, he was like, you watch it,
Batman, Robin, and baby,
you watch it. And they're doing the back-to-back fighting, but it's just because he's in like a Bjorn.
What if it's Batman and Robert?
Batman and Papoose Robin.
Batman and Toby. Like, what's a baby name?
Kangaroo Robin. Kangaroo Robin.
But yeah, if that movie was like a young Robin and he was like playing like a father figure to this kid almost, that would have been
way better.
Why
would that have made that movie better?
Because it's interesting. It's like, you know, I mean, Robin, there is a story about Robin, like, now forgive me for everybody that's like a fucking crazy fanboy for DC.
Yeah,
Batman
also
stuff.
You should know that if we say anything incorrectly, we truly don't care.
No,
truly,
we don't care.
Really, truly, and truly, if your hands are on the keyboard right now being like, well, actually, neither of us give a fuck about what you're about to type at all.
If you are listening to us and you feel the need, the strong need to push your glasses up.
At us? If you're doing us.
But I seem to remember there being like Robin's story is like he comes from a family of like acrobats or something.
Yeah.
And then they all died, and then he became an orphan. And then
that
Batman
was before they used nets in the circus.
Now it's a regulation to use nets.
Yeah.
But I think he was a kid, and then Batman was like, he felt a kinship because of his parents being murdered or something. And then he took him in, and it's like, it's just more interesting storyline than just like, oh, here's this dude I met at the fucking Equinox and he's like pretty ripped, so he should be my sidekick. Well,
actually, I think the Robin in Batman and Robin, I think they did the whole circus thing.
What do you mean? In the movie?
I think that's where it came from.
Hold on.
I'm gonna have to
act actually, yeah, no, I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't really read. I read some Batman, but I mostly read like Wolverine and X-Men and stuff. Spider-Man. Like I was way more of a Spider-Man, X-Men guy than like a Batman.
I only read Spider-Man and Ray Cycle.
What the fuck is that?
Ray Cycle was a superhero that came to all the grade schools and taught kids the importance of recycling. His name is Ray Cycle.
What about McGruff?
Scruff McGruff?
Do you remember McGruff?
Dude, he didn't do anything super. He was just a dog that went through police training.
He was basically a flashing dog because he wore a trench coat.
They were training him to be a drug sniffing dog, but then they were like, he could talk. Let's just make him a detective. And he went through the people course.
Have you heard the drug song, the McGruff drug song?
Probably, but I would love a hot reminder.
Oh man, he did a lot. Oh, here we go. This is great. This is going to be a fun time. We're going to get some dings on this one. Let's have some fun.
We're going to get some C-Right dings.
Never cry. Marijuana, don't try it at all. It's a lie. It's like beating your head on a wall.
No, it's not.
Say no way. Marijuana's a fast way to fall.
From the couch?
Cause it's doing you no good at all.
The guy surrounded by keyboards.
And you know, if you gamble with life, you can lose it.
That's a good point.
Cause your life is a gift, don't abuse it. And you know, if you gamble with life, you can lose it.
Dude, you know what this guy sounds like? This guy sounds like he wanted so bad to be like a late 80s, early 90s, like pop glam rock icon.
Yeah.
But then they got in the studio and they were like, could you do it like in the voice? Could you do it?
Yeah, because he's
you're doing it like a person would. But the song is being sung by a dog.
Can you pretend like you're a dog wearing a trench coat?
That was actually a great song, but could you sing more like a dog detective?
A dog detective?
No, don't get fancy. Don't just get fancy.
Don't get clever. Don't be a smart ass.
And then he does it, he nails it, and the producer's like, was a good boy.
Wait, can you see? Shit, did that go away?
Yeah, I can see it.
Hold on, I shouldn't do that though, because it messed up our recording. But did you see McGruff for a second?
Yeah, Mascot McGruff.
Okay, so there's that one about marijuana, which is great.
Cause your life is a gift, don't abuse it.
No, sing like a dog.
Sing like a dog.
Why was there such a hard guitar tappy guitar solo?
Okay, so this one's about cocaine and crack. You ready for this one? I've never heard this one.
Cocaine and crack, same song?
What's that song that goes slower? It's like a Rolling Stones song. Get a ride on, baby. Ride on, baby. Have you heard that one?
If you gamble with life, you might lose it.
Using crack and cocaine to get high. That's what you say you love. But it's really insane. You could die. What are you thinking of?
Yeah.
Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later you're burning your brain, making a mess of your mind.
Do you remember hearing that shit and going like, well, yeah, I'm not gonna do it, so don't try to scare me about it.
Don't try to sing a cool, catchy song to me about it.
Did it ever...
You think I'm going to be on the streets at my lowest point in my life, surrounded by peer pressure and like girls who are like, I'll fucking suck your dick for some crack cocaine. And you're like, wait a minute. What did that singing dog detective say?
Let me think
Rebecca,
back to that.
We can't do crack. Why not? I'll suck your fucking dick. No, if we gamble with life, we might lose it.
Listen, a dog in a trench coat told me drugs are bad. And it doesn't matter if it was a dog in a trench coat. It could have been
like
a regular.
You're already on drugs.
Someone was like, this officer in a trench coat is not going to reach kids. Let's put a dog in a trench coat. That's going
to. Dude, what if, like, Scruff McGruff bangs down the door to, like, a crack house, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, and he starts singing a song, and then one of the crackheads is like, officer, can we see your badge? And then he's, like, trying to get it out of his paws.
And then he looks to the camera and goes, this one's going to be rough.
He has his badge in his mouth.
Dude, what if there was a gritty McGruff movie where it starts off and it's like the glory days of McGruff, kids love him, he's on t-shirts and shit, but then it like fast forwards to like 20 years later and he's just like, the war on drugs is like out of control, man, nobody cares anymore. And kids are just doing drugs, and it's like all about how kids are just fucking doing drugs, and it's like a terrible world.
Beating up kids in his neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, he's just like, it's like, remember that Clint Eastwood movie where he's like, get off my lawn. Mm-hmm. It's like that. And everybody makes fun of him, and they treat him like shit. And then like this like guy comes over and goes, McGruff, you were the best. We need you for this. Listen, we know that like a bunch of drugs have been coming in from the border. No. And yeah, you got to do it, McGruff. Come on,
no,
man.
Those were different times. I piss in the house now.
Listen, you're the only man that can do this. I piss in the house.
I pee on the same couch I watch my stories at.
Listen, I'm getting old. I pee on the couch. I can't get up
just now.
I can't get up on my bed without a little ladder, a tiny.
I gotta
little...
eat special food. I gotta eat special food.
Listen, I'm on chicken. I'm on fucking skinless white meat chicken and white rice.
I'm hiding my own pills and peanut butter.
Yeah, so
he tries to
like...
overdose on pills, but they're covered in peanut butter. It's 78 pills covered in peanut butter.
He's got one of those like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like pill containers. And he's just like opening each one and then just dumping it into the peanut butter thing and just into the container.
Yeah, that's a good breakfast.
And then you can hear the wife from across the house go, honey, is that the all natural organic sugar free peanut butter?
Yes, dear. And the wife is a beautiful woman.
Yeah. And she's like, human, you want me woman to put some of it on my titties? You can lick it off. And he's like, no, I'm not into that right now.
Get away from the TV. Night Court is on. Watch a Night Court.
Listen, honey, my lipstick don't work.
I'm getting old. And then finally he decides that it's a good idea to like, because he sees on the news, like, something's going on, man. Kids are like getting way into drugs, fucking vaping and shit. And like taking all sorts of bad shit. And so McGruff is like, fuck it, I gotta get back out there. And so McGruff's back out, but it's like a fucking, it's a rough world now. It's not like the 80s when like, you know, dudes were walking around with boom boxes on their shoulders and like, you know, shit like that. So he's got that 80s kind of like boomer mentality thing going on.
Yeah.
But he's in a gritty fucking world. So shit's like violent and fucked up. And he's like, it's scary. It's scary for him, but he saves the day.
You know what we done, what we would have done to kids like you in the 80s?
We would have given you a hug, and now we can't even touch you without asking permission. And so there's got to be a scene.
He doesn't want to do anything violent. You know, I would have taken you out back, something your dad should have done, and I would have sang you to sleep.
He comes in with like trophies for everybody.
Here you go. You get one and you get one and you get one and you get one.
Dude, he's in the interrogation room and he's like, we're going to handle this like we used to in my day.
Listen.
And then he leaves and you hear.
this one right here. This is
you
when
you might want to leave
when,
the room for this.
So he like busts into like a college dorm, and it's his first time back out on the beat, and he's like, "I'm ready, man. Let's fucking do that. Like, I'm ready to take a bite out of crime." Wasn't that his thing? Take a bite out of crime.
Uh huh. And then don't start forest fires was his thing too.
No, but dude, there should be a moment at the end where like all hope is lost, and then Smokey comes in, and he's like, "Did somebody say bear or whatever?" Like,
yeah, somebody lights themselves on fire trying to do drugs, like Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And Smokey the Bear comes in and puts them out.
He's like, "Likelihood of a fire." Hi. And then he flame throws the whole like base of like drugs and shit.
And then Smokey gets real sad.
You know those signs that have Smokey on it and it says like potential fire, like the potential for a fire, like whatever that is. But there should be a moment where he like busts into the dorm and all these kids are like smoking out of bongs and vaping and shit. And he's like, this is the first time he's like back on the street and he's like going to take a bite out of crime. And so he's like, his like partner's like in his earpiece like from the car or whatever. And he's like, "All right, McGruff, you know what to do." And he's like, "Damn right." And he pulls out a boombox and puts a tape in it and he puts it in. And then this starts playing.
McGruff, what do you do?
Marijuana, no, don't try.
I don't know that they're going to respond to.
And then everyone's like, "What the fuck?" Everyone's like looking at each other, like, and he's like, and then he puts it down and starts like, he starts breakdancing and stuff and doing all these stupid 80s moves. But while he's doing it, he accidentally starts to like beat them up. Like in the breakdance, he starts to like knock out kids and stuff. And it starts working. And his partner's like, "Oh shit, it's working, you're doing it!" And he's like singing this 80s song and he's like knocking everybody out by accident.
It cuts back to the guys in the truck and they're like,
"Right! You're doing it! You're doing it!"
And then the last scene is Scruff having ridiculously passionate sex with his wife.
Yes, and it's like full, it's like really, really graphic. He's like, "Oh fuck, I'm gonna come!
I'm going to take a bite out of that ass."
He's got to like fighting crime again and stopping kids from doing drugs has got to be like what gets his lipstick hard again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He comes home after that first bust and he's like, he just goes right straight to the bedroom. He fucking knocks the door down and he's like, he rips off the trench coat and the lady's like, the wife is like, "Holy shit!" Like, you know, and then they just have like crazy sex.
Yeah, Viagra and peanut butter. Have it in my bowl.
Oh, that's what he does. He has a thing of peanut butter, and then he goes like this, and he's got a Viagra, and he goes like, "You know what to do." There should also be a scene where it's like the big final battle with the drug kingpin or whatever, and there's all those like henchmen and stuff. And he comes in and he's like done, man. He's got like scars and his like trench coat's all torn up and he's just seen everything. He's got a headband on and he's just like done. And he finally beats all the like henchmen and he gets to like the bad guy and he's like, "I'm gonna take you out." And the bad guy goes, "Oh yeah? Well fetch." And he throws a thing and he goes, "Oh no." And the partner's like, "McGruff, no!" And it's like a bomb or something. It's like a newspaper with a bomb in it.
He catches a tennis ball with a wick coming out of it.
It's like a tennis ball that's like beeping and ticking, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Dude, I think we could write this and sell it to Quibi and make $50,000 between
us. What happened to Quibi? Is Quibi doing are they doing it?
I don't know. I keep hearing different things about it.
You know what's like fascinating to me business wise? It's like, how do you get somebody excited about a new app or a new streaming service when they probably already have what they would imagine is like the end all be all? Like the common person is like, "I got Netflix. What do I need anything else for?"
It's,
you know, and then they're like, "This is like Netflix, but it has Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on it."
Dude,
how do you get somebody to spend $15 a month on that?
It's crazy because like I'm totally with you on that. And it's also like, have you heard about HBO Max?
Yes.
It's like all these fucking shows are coming out on HBO Max and it sounds so great. And I'm like, fuck, this is great. And I'm like, I already have HBO Go. I'm ready, man. I bet it's just like part of the package. Nope. It's a whole new fucking HBO streaming service. So it's like, I've got Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus and now and HBO and now HBO Max.
And it's that like, other one that we used to watch that real old stuff on?
Nick at Night? The roasts?
No. The Friars roasts and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Plex.
Plex.
Dude, it's just like there's so many different things and it's like, man, I guess I'm gonna have to go back to pirating shit because it's like I can't have like $20 a month for everything, you know? It's like, it's just like I gotta pick and choose, man. So it's like, I think if I'm gonna get HBO Max at all, I gotta get rid of one, you know?
I think also once lockdown is over for everyone, no one's gonna watch anything for a year and a half.
I guess that's true. I mean, a lot of people were probably thinking we're gonna launch a fucking VOD service with a paywall and people are in quarantine, so they'll fucking do it. You know, like they'll jump right in because they've got nothing else going on and they've got the time. But it's like, I've just heard people kind of ragging on Quibi. I've heard people go like, it's all right. Like every show is like landscape mode, like, you know, and it's like 5 minutes long or something like that. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I just know that there's a ton of them and we could sell our McGruff idea to them.
All I know is that we're sitting on about $1 billion right now.
And I think the movie could be called McGruff also.
McRuff.
McRuff. McGruff. Or it should be like McGruff. Like, you know, crime begins or so, or like,
it could just be McGruff, like Joker.
Yeah.
It could just be McGruff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure someone's done it. Like fucking Robot Chicken, I bet, did a fucking McGruff.
There used to be this thing on Mad TV where they would do the claymation, like the Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it would be like Cops. It was called Clops. And it was like that and
dude,
gross and hilarious.
I really liked Mad TV.
Dude, Will Sasso,
dude,
and Mo Collins.
Mo Rocca. Yeah, Mo Collins or something.
Yeah.
And
so
also,
fucking funny, man.
What's her name? God, I forgot all their names. I wanted to say Julia Sweeney, but there's that
blonde woman
girl.
The woman in what's it? Alex.
Oh, God, yeah. Alex Borstein.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of great talent from Mad TV.
And Bobby Lee was on.
Dude, Bobby Lee. And even fucking, what's his name? Artie Lang. Artie Lang was good too.
Yeah.
Artie Lang should be the voice of...
Dude, I think Bobby Lee hates me sometimes.
Wait,
really? Last time I was at the Comedy Store, yeah, he's always super nice to me. And one time I was sitting on the wall at the Comedy Store and he pinched my little love handles. And then the last time I was there, I was like, dude, how do I become part of the gang, man? I just want to become part of the gang. You know, I was just fucking around.
Do I got to let you squeeze my love handles and I can be part of the gang?
Yeah. And he was like, well, you know, it's like war. It's like, you got to be in it for the long haul. And I was like, just jump me in, man. I just want to be, why can't we just do a jump in?
Oh, you want to, dude, you want to get laughed in to the funny group? You trying to get laughed in? We're going to, it's just like everybody tickles you until you pee and then you're in the group.
Yeah. Oh, you peed. All right. You're one of us now. We all peed.
Dude,
I miss that place so much, man. I miss the
fucking. I'm sure you do. That's a whole world.
Even just
like
going to
right now.
Going to hang when you don't have a show, there's always someone there to talk to and be silly with.
We'll be back there soon, my boy. I feel it. Okay. Let's do some ads really quick. And then, man, we're just flying through here talking about McGruff.
We still got
shit.
A lot of stuff to talk about.
We got
about.
So much to talk about. But let's jump in these
You're
going to
be so fucking excited. I hope I didn't tell you this shit already.
Don't
anyway,
tell
wait.
Me.
Ads.
Don't tell me yet. I can't
Marijuana.
Wait. All right, let's talk, let's talk about, what do we got here? Honey. Let's talk about honey. Dude, I just used honey. What did I use it for? Damn it. This is
me
the...
and Zoya just used it this morning, I think.
What'd you use it for?
I bought a Father's Day present but I don't want to say what it is because he'll probably listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it. Don't say it.
So, broad strokes, Father's Day present.
The thing is like, honey helps every time you're going to buy something, basically. So it's hard to remember specifically what it is that I've been buying and saving my money on. But the thing is like, being stuck at home, we're just shopping online, pretty much. Because, you know, it's safer. You know, don't go, unless you got to go to the grocery store or some shit. But even then,
having honey is like living with an aunt that stays out of the way for the most part. But then whenever you go to buy something, she's like, oh, I clipped a coupon for that.
Right. It's like an aunt that clips coupons for you, pretty much.
Yes.
Did you know that you can make online shopping even better, you guys? It's true. You can with Honey. Honey is the free online shipping tool that saves you money online. And Honey auto-magically finds the best promo codes. There he goes, playing that rockin' music. Hang on, let me put it up a little bit so that Mike knows what's going on here. There you go. Yeah, keep it going, Mike. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. How does it work, though? Well, imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. Let's say Target or Best Buy, Sephora, Macy's, eBay, Etsy, Walmart, etc. When you check out, this little box drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. And you wait a few seconds for it to scan for every promo code on the internet, and then you just watch the prices drop. It's like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and they're like, you want to type in your phone number and then, you know, see how much you saved or whatever. It's basically that, but for online shopping.
It's basically that,
but better and easier. And you don't have to leave your house, which is the best thing ever. Honey has found its over 18 million members over, I'm sorry. Yeah, Honey has found its over 18 million members over $2 billion in savings. And did you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online? And they're adding more every single day. And users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. And, of course, your pals Mike and Steve use it all the time. So not using Honey is literally like passing up free money. It's free to use and installs in just a few seconds. Plus, it's backed by PayPal, so you know you can trust it. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Thank you, Honey. We love you very much. Thanks, Honey.
Thank you, Honey. Thank you, Honey.
Remember those commercials? What are you eating? Nuttin', Honey.
Yes, I do.
That was such a weird... It's like the... Did we ever talk about the fucking Pace Picante sauce?
No. I really like Nuttin' Honey, though.
The Nut and Honey was good, but do you remember the ones where, you remember this, where you'd be like, there'd be like a bunch of cowboys sitting around a fire, and one of the cowboys would be like, they're all eating like salsa for some reason, and one of them's like, wow, this sauce is great, but this stuff's made in New York City, and everyone goes, New York City! Do you remember this?
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah,
and then
they're
like, New York City! And then it would cut to one of the guys, and he'd go, get a rope. Like, they were gonna fucking hang the guy.
What the fuck?
They were gonna hang and murder that guy.
There's a cultural divide between us and the city slickers.
But it's like, New York, it's like, you're not gonna get good salsa in New York. What, are you out of your mind? That shit's gotta be made in Texas.
And that's why we'll never be able to fully flatten the curve.
Guys, let's talk a little bit about Brooklinen really quick, our final ad spot here. Dude, Brooklinen is slowly changing my life.
Dude, I'll be the first to say I had sexual intercourse on Brooklinen sheets this morning.
You can't help it. It's just so nice and soft.
It's impossible to not.
The second you slip into those comfy sheets, you're like, where is my hole? Bringing comfort into your home is the ultimate form of self-care. And now more than ever, why is the music from Bill and Ted playing right now? Are you hearing this?
They're time traveling right now.
Oh, dude, we gotta win the Battle of the Bands! Beavis and Ted.
Beavis and Butthead are watching a Dishwalla music video right now.
Beavis and Butthead. Guys.
Bill S. Butthead Esquire.
Beavis Theodore Logan. Guys, the ultimate form of self-care is bringing comfort into your home. And now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself and each other. You spend one third of your life in your sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? So why don't you
spend one third of your life as a freak?
Yeah, don't
spend one third of your life in the sheets.
Only some people get out of bed. That's what the ad says here. Put comfort first,
don't
you guys.
Be one of those people.
Listen, you gotta get new bedding. It's important. I think Adam Carolla used to say, like, one of the most important things is your bed, pretty much. Because you're just like...
Do the voice. You gotta do Adam's voice.
Well, you know. Isn't it like that? It's like, ha, mahalo.
I'm 30 and life is in your bed.
Hey, you know, you gotta... I mean, I turn left at the red light, you know.
I'm turning left. There's no one there to see it.
Jumping on trampolines. Anyway... it's important that your bed is comfortable. You're working hard all day, and your bed is the place where you want to get the most comfort and rest, and you know, and you want that to be a nice thing. So, what is home of the internet's favorite sheets? Well, I'll tell you, Brooklinen, because they got over 50,000 plus 5-star reviews and counting. Damn, make it talk, Mike. And starting this weekend, Brooklinen's kicking off summer with an event you'll want to get comfortable with. Get everything from bedding to towels to loungewear and more at savings you would not even believe. It's going to blow your mind. Brooklinen products help you find comfort in the little things. Morning routines, extra soft sheets. Are you doing like that? Like, what's the...
Do you feel...
I don't
you feel like I do.
Show me the way. Beamer, beamer. Guys, Brooklinen products help you find comfort in the little things. Morning routines, extra soft sheets, plush towels, etc. It's hard to imagine a summer stuck inside the house, but if we have to do it to keep everyone safe, which we should, I want to be as comfortable as possible, you guys. And that's
plus
where
you could put the whole comforter over your mouth before you go grocery shopping.
Wrap an entire comforter around your face and go to the store and you'll be safe, especially with these comfy Brooklinen sheets. So guys, listen, a good night's sleep is priceless and increasingly harder to come by. Let's be honest. You can all relate to that. So Brooklinen helped Mike and I build our bedroom oasis, essentially. It's the perfect place to escape. And you gotta have a place to escape where it's comfortable, right? You just sit on the couch all day. So here's the thing. You like softness, you like comfort, and essentials to help you relax, then Brooklinen has it all. And they're so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And guys, their Memorial Day event kicks off this weekend and you don't want to miss it. Ease your way into the summer with big savings on sheets, bedding, towels, loungewear, and their newest hammam and linen collections. Okay, and if you can't wait, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping on the all new sheets right now when you use the promo code banter only at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
I felt like I rode away from that ad on a motorcycle.
That's
all. Do we have any more ads?
That's it.
Can I say real quick while we're in the Selly part of the show that there's this dude that runs he's just so good at finding all these vintage ass wrestling t-shirts, specifically like, I know it's not for everyone, but like 90s wrestling t-shirts. And he has an Instagram called Wrestling for Sale.
Whoa.
And this isn't like an ad or anything. He didn't pay us nothing. I have never gotten anything free from this dude. I buy shirts from this dude, but he's so good at finding things that I haven't seen in like 25 years.
Is that where you, where that shirt you're wearing comes from?
It's where this one, dude, he, another one of my comedian friends is like, dude, they got this shirt. And I've, there's no shirt that reminds me of shopping in the middle of the WWF magazine in the catalog section more than this shirt.
Yeah.
And it just brings back very, very good childhood memories. So thank you for that. I wanted to give him a shout out.
What's the name of it again? Real hard.
It's called Wrestling for the Number 4 and Sale.
Nice. Dude, I found a shirt once. There you go. If you're looking at the YouTube video version, Mike's showing a little, he's showing his phone to the screen there. Dude, I found a shirt that was like, do you remember going to the library when you were a kid and seeing those like posters and there'd be like, wow, there he is. Where's my mic?
There's one.
I want to interview him. yeah.
And you need to load up the spaceship with the rocket for the whole weekend. And then you.
is that the excellent warrior?
This is the best warrior.
Oh wait, Mike, we have a call. Let's see who it is. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, Malcolm Barrett.
Malcolm just robbed a train.
What's up, Malcolm?
Hey guys, first time caller, long time listener.
Sure, what's your question?
You better send that mic to the hospital if you're not going to use that mask.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah, we're both equal. Well, you know, I've been a huge fan ever since today.
Dude, me and Malcolm have been playing nonstop basketball on PlayStation, and 80% of it is me and Malcolm working as a fucking dream team.
Really?
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and then 20% of it is me listening to Malcolm cough weed out of his mouth like a goddamn monster. This is me and Malcolm playing. Malcolm, pass it to me. I'm open.
I mean, look, he's got to have his, what was the stuff they drank in Space Jam that made them better basketball players?
Remember when Michael Jordan squeezed his sweat into a bottle and then all the cartoons drank it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. What's that? That's what we do. Me and Mike just drink each other's sweat during the
We are social distancing, but we do drink each other's sweat.
Yeah. It's a gentle balance.
We got good, Steve.
My favorite shampoo.
We got good. But also, Mike is leaving out the other 38%, which is me yelling at the other players who can't hear us.
Because we're in party chat and Malcolm's screaming at people to pass. And I'm like, dude, you're only yelling at me.
And if Michael leave the chat and go talk to people, he's like, don't comment. He'll go into the chat, face like the racism black people felt for like a minute. And he'll come back in. He's like, don't go in there. I was like, I'm never going in there. I don't like talking to strangers.
I'll come out. My hair is all fucked up. I'm like bleeding out of my nose. And I'm like, Malcolm, you're not going to want to go in.
I'm like, yeah, I know. It's just people yelling Ofe at Mike all day.
When are you guys gonna get on Animal Crossing so we can all play Animal Crossing together?
I'm sorry, man.
I don't know what that is, dude.
The most respectful thing I could say is I'm sorry.
Is man. That the one where you shoot deer in the woods?
That's where you shoot animals, right?
That's the one where you play basketball against deers.
Cabela's Animal Crossing.
That's the one that's like Deer Hunter for the PC?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah, the squeal like a pig achievement is really good.
Yeah. On the PC. Yeah, yeah.
Holy so shit, Mike, my, Mike, so Malcolm hit me up and he was like, oh shit. He called me and he's like, oh shit, you're not recording Dynamic Banter yet? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, okay, I wanted to be a caller and call in. And I was like, oh, this is very funny to surprise Mike with. So I did it.
Well, I also didn't want to call Mike because I knew Mike wouldn't respond because he'd think it was related to the basketball game. Like, he'd be like, oh, Malcolm's asking me about achievements and blah.
Hold on, it says, I got a text from Malcolm. It says 911, call as soon as possible. Malcolm, what's up? The motherfucker won't pass. Like, I can't fix it. I can't fix that.
How are you guys communicating when you play? Are you doing it through the PlayStation or on the phone?
No, we got a headset.
Yeah, we got headsets. Before, my lady luckily got me some headsets for my birthday.
Oh,
before
that's nice.
Yeah. Before that, I was just yelling at my speaker system
from across the room.
because I think you have the camera, right? And the camera has a microphone on it. Yeah, because
the camera has a mic, but I didn't really know where the mic was, you know? So just be like, I'm open! but it's from far away, so it's just like, I'm open!
Like he's locked in my snack cupboard.
Throw it a ball.
It's so much better now, by the way.
It got so bad. Other people I was online with was like, you should really get a headset, dude.
Like, do you like your headset, Malcolm?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a headset, man. Like, I don't care.
It's a headset.
Like,
are you sponsored?
I can hear. Yeah, if I was sponsored, I'd be like, it's great, man. Bose. Like,
Turtle Beach is one of those companies that, like, you could hit up and they'll probably hook you up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Make a note.
Give
of
it
that.
A shot.
Famous or whatever, or just they just give it to whoever. Like,
no, you got. I mean, they look at your numbers. I think.
I don't have
Malcolm,
any
dude. You're on TV, and together we are one world class athlete. Why would they not want to sponsor us?
They should want to sponsor. Mike's got good court vision. Mike's got. You know what it is? I got some court vision. Mike's got. What is it? He's got a good ball IQ. Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah. It's unselfishness is what it is.
Yeah.
Because we win together.
So Mike's a giver on the court is what you're saying.
Yeah. What's great is every once in a while, and I love people online because they do things I would never do, which is it'll be me and him playing two guys with 48 points who haven't passed at all. 7 turnovers, but 48 points. And then we'll get a DM late in the fourth quarter. It'll be like, pass. Pass us the ball. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to a stranger at all, let alone I'm the asshole. And I'm gonna send this guy a DM. I only have 48 points. I better let him know. Time to dish it off.
Hey, why don't you pass the goddamn ball?
I told Malcolm yesterday that to get 30 minutes into a game and to get an angry DM from someone and just picturing them like, fuming and sweating and white knuckling their controller and picking one letter at a time to send to me in a text message. There's nothing funnier than that, dude. P A S S exclamation. How do I do symbols? Click on what?
How do you space? How do you do a space? Listen, we should play Be Nice or Don't Be Nice.
Okay.
With Malcolm.
Okay. Malcolm will be like, if you guys disagree and one of you gets the right answer, the person we're playing for will get a prize.
That's great.
And I sent out, I've been personally sending out the be nice or don't be, or not be nice sticker.
Oh, be nice or not be nice. That's right.
Yeah, I
keep forgetting.
I was in for one of these games and I feel like I ruined it.
That's okay.
Yeah, look at those nice
all
stickers.
You have to do.
There's no way
all
to
you got
to
do. Is give your answer as to whether or not you think I would be nice or not be nice and a reason why.
Okay, so here's how I'm going to derail the show.
Great.
One thing, so you do this show with your wife. Can I mention the show or is it like a...
Absolutely, okay mention it.
No, we don't want to help any of our other projects during the pandemic. No, it's okay if me and... Dude... If me and Steve thrive, that's great. But me and Zoya are cool with struggling.
I don't want to mention any one of your own podcast. So you guys, this is what I love about you guys, right? Like you guys, you do this podcast from your home and you do this thing, which is one camera. I assume it's just you guys and like iPhones or cameras or something like that. I don't even know, but it looks amazing. So it's so crazy to go here and see you not know how to properly light your own background so that there's a shining light facing directly into camera.
This is a backlight situation, Malcolm. Jesus Christ, I have a rim light. You find me another motherfucker in a Zoom call with a rim light.
I understand three-point lighting. You're fucking it up.
Listen, Mike took a master class
you're doing two and a half.
Mike took a Roger room. Deakins master class. Robert Yeoman, or who's the guy? Who's Janusz? Who's Spielberg's
Janusz DP? Kaminski.
Janusz Kaminski. There you go.
Better commercial with that guy.
Oh, no shit. There really? You worked with him?
Yeah, on this really weird commercial. I was incredibly poor for a huge little bit. And then
for a huge
there we go
bit.
It's time to wrestle for a huge little bit. Yeah, I went from being on TV and then I was back being poor again, and then selling toner over the phone. And the very first commercial I got back was some commercial where you had to do something. It was this big thing. It was like a takeoff of I can't fucking remember. Anyway, I did some commercial with Janusz Kaminski. End of story. This is why I don't have to tell anecdotes.
That's so badass. Because so Mike, you have a question?
No, I'm just pointing to the beautiful lights in the background of my professional background.
All right, sure. Yeah. I'm going camping.
Not all of us could have a roaring fire in the back.
Okay.
Dude, of our mountain houses. I'm sorry you're on Hulu right now and you have mountain houses.
I had heard a story from the set of Indiana Jones. Oh, Mike's warming up. Or Malcolm's warming up.
Also, by the way, every time we're playing the game and I get excited about anything, I go like this. Great job, Matt, Roger, Mike.
Matt. He'll call me Matt, dude.
Oh,
and that's, dude, for everybody listening at home, that's a great way to figure out exactly where you stand with someone. If they forget your name, you're not as close as you thought you were with that person. And well, them's the breaks.
It's like Malcolm forgetting Kevin's name all the time.
I forget his name all the time, and I'm always around him. And he's a great guy. I love him. But also, Mike, I never say Mike's name out a lot. Like, I don't like this is the most me and Mike are hanging out. And I love Mike. Mike gave me the hoodie that I wear, the verbal hoodie that I wear.
Yeah, that's a good hoodie.
Yeah, man.
And I love Mike. But, you know, this is the most we're talking every day now.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, a lot of times.
8 in the morning. And you know what? I've never said his name that early in the morning. So it takes me a second.
Mike in the morning.
Oh,
Malcolm's
shit.
Doing his Mike in the morning.
Malcolm in the morning.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's do the game. Let's do the game then.
Okay. So I picked out three, Be Nice or Not Be Nice. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to everyone's favorite game show, and that's a Be Nice or Not Be Nice. Today's contestants are Steve Zaragoza and Matt. And they're playing for three of our longtime fans. Round number one, you guys are playing for Leighton Courtman.
Wow, Leighton?
Is that sounds like a fake name.
Yeah.
It does.
It sounds like a name Adam Sandler makes up at the beginning of the movie to tell people he's a spy and he's just looking at things that are near him.
No, he's one of those
it's
guys.
It's not me. I'm Leighton Courtman. I'm late.
They're like, you're late for work. No, I'm not. I'm late Courtman.
Oh yeah, if you belong here, then what's your name? Leighton. And then he sees a basketball court. Courtman!
Courtman! Alright. Round number one is an easy one. Would Mike Falzone be nice or not be nice if a dog has a high-pitched bark?
That's really tough.
It's the end of it?
Just like
that's
you
the
heard
end of that
one.
Once. Some are short.
You heard a high-pitched bark
I'm
once.
I'm in my neighborhood. Zoya's outside having a cigarette. I'm keeping her company because I'm a husband. A dog has a loud, high-pitched bark. Be
not
nice.
Not nice.
Or not be nice.
Well, it
not be nice.
Well, is it like continuous?
A dog.
Like a one time.
Is it like it's not stopping or something?
Hey, have you ever heard a dog yet? Do just one high-pitched bark?
Like dog barks three times. It's a high-pitched bark.
Yeah, there's dogs that go like, ah! You know?
Okay, that was three. That
was
literally.
But one was high-pitched and the others were like lower.
Already thinking too much about Question number one.
You know you can remove the bark from a dog, and it's humane. It's fine.
What, you kill it?
No, you cut off his nails, and then it stops barking.
You can take the voice box out of anybody you don't like. And they'll...
That's what that Perfect. Nicolas Cage, John Travolta movie was about.
Voice yeah. box.
Voice box.
Voice off.
Voice off. I'm going to take his voice.
All right. I think you're going to not be nice because that's
not be nice.
Steve says not be nice. Yes. Malcolm says not be nice.
Screw that dog.
Because of that, Leighton Courtman gets no sticker.
Ah, shit. Fuck, I knew it.
So I'm going to be nice. And here's my reasoning. Nice.
I got tricked.
There's a voice that I do with little dogs. Little dogs are the cutest to me. Not all-time cutest, but they have a level of cuteness because I'm like, ooh, look at their little mouths.
Yeah, little mouths, little legs.
And then I say this one specific thing every time. Yeah, they're always sprinting as fast as they can to keep up.
Those little hops.
Yeah. And I feel bad for them because I'm always like, how do you even fit food inside that little mouth?
Like he gets a little pile of dog food and he's full.
Yeah, and I think that's adorable. So because of that, I'd be nice, and Leighton gets zero stick.
What's that? What's that, Malcolm?
That's our new sponsor.
What's that?
Little bitty dog food.
Do you have a dog, but it has a little mouth?
Then try little bit of dog food. We'll send you a bag with a little bit of dog food in it.
It'll have just a little bit of dog food for that little bitty mouth.
And for bigger dogs, we've got a normal bag of dog food.
Are you ever confused about how sound even escapes from your canine's little mouth?
And you want that little dog to be quiet? Well, have a little bit of dog food. Humane way to hear the voice from a small dog.
Has this ever happened to you? And the guy's got like a big dog food bag and he's trying to pour it into the bowl and it goes everywhere.
All right, you guys ready for round number two?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is a game still.
Yes. Round number two of three, we're playing for Nick Montalvo. Ooh, the audience doesn't know how to feel about Nick.
Not sure. Doesn't
it's
like
the
Yeah, yesterday morning, I heard my wife say what I thought was, "You look skinny." But what she said in actuality was, "You look silly." For the rest of the day, I chose to be nice or not be nice.
Oh, man. These are hard.
Dude, you know how hard it is to come up with three of these when you have human contact with my wife and Malcolm, and that's it?
Those are your social distance buddies.
Dude, every morning I wake up and I listen to... Governor Newsom talk about easing or not easing the lockdown simply to get more material for this one segment of this show.
Okay. All right. So here's how we should play, Malcolm. I'll say be nice and you say don't be nice and someone will win.
Okay.
At least give a reason though. So it's not just immediate cop out answer.
I'm going to say you're going to be nice because that's a clear mistake. And you know, I mean, You know
I've been doing 100 push-ups a day.
That's true. That's curls. True. And you do look great, man. You're doing a great job. Look at that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's an arm.
That's a sleeve right there. I'm going to say you're going to be nice. You're going to be nice because it's okay. It was a mistake.
Malcolm?
I agree.
No, you got to say don't be nice. Damn it.
Final Fuck answer. He says be nice. And you guys are totally right. Nick, you get stickers because I chose to be nice. And that is because Zoya is the only person I see. Congratulations, Steve. Congratulations, Malcolm. Congratulations, Nick Montalvo. I'm going to need your address as soon as possible. Don't send it to Malcolm. Don't send it to Steve. I'm going to need your address. You get stickers coming to your ass. And thank you, Nick, for playing. And are we ready for round three? Let's warm it up.
Malcolm's
for round three.
Marshmallows.
Get nice and warm for round three.
Hey, did you guys hear the bits that me and Steve were doing?
Very audible bits, boys.
Malcolm, you look like you're in a secluded place. Are you alone out there?
Yeah, I've been foresting for food for days. Wow. Yeah. It's been like the beginning of the third Bourne Identity movie, the one with Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
You look like a drone photographer right now, Malcolm.
A drone photographer.
You look like you're ready to take a photograph of a rare gecko that only comes out once a year.
Gecko. Where's the gecko?
Okay. It's the call of the rare albino gecko.
Round three, you guys are playing for Maureen Rose of Schitt's Creek. Maureen Rose. Okay, so me and Zoya were out by the curb yesterday. She's on the phone. She's smoking a cigarette. I see a woman and her dog in a mask crossing from the other side of the street, right? Zoya does not see this person, and this person is clearly, like, weary of us. So I take Zoya, who does not see this woman, and I move her 6 feet away from this woman who is approaching us, as if to say, like, I'm going to go out of my way to give you some social distance out of common courtesy. Sure. When she passes, I say, good evening. She looks at me, rushes her dog along, and keeps going.
Wait, you did this one. You did this one last week.
This just happened.
It happened again?
This happened yesterday.
Was this a different person?
Are you hideous in public?
I'll tell you this one. I wasn't wearing a mask. I take walks around my neighborhood for exercise, and I don't wear a mask because that's what the goddamn mayor said. That's what Dr. Fauci said. And this is the people I get my information from.
They just said yesterday that... I think today, actually, they just advised that all L.A. residents wear masks.
They did. It's actually here. I have the screenshot. All Angelenos are required to wear protective face coverings outside their homes.
Yeah. Great. Love it. I can't wait to go outside and to try to remember what air was like.
But you know what's interesting? There was a doctor who was like, it's really impossible for, like, the droplets to get onto you. What are you showing us there, Malcolm?
Was it Dr. Fauci?
Thing, but there's a virtual thing.
Oh, man.
It's a notice for all LA. Who is this from? This is from the LA City organization.
But what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, are they going to issue citations or something?
Well, here's the thing. Ultimate Warrior. It's the Ultimate Warrior. So just wear that on a mask. Well, here's the thing. They're not going to. It depends where you are. If you're black, they'll beat you.
Yeah.
But if you're white.
they'll be like, hey.
The idea behind all of this is that it's not, you can't really police this stuff, is that it's community enforced, and the idea is that you get community leaders to lead these things as opposed to cops, because then it just winds up being confrontations like that.
Yes.
Do you think?
But also, there's like no uniform fucking thing, you know? We don't have a federal.
That's why I think differently than my neighbors, than from you guys. There's no, like you just said.
There's no concrete thing. Like, I wipe my groceries down. Falzone was disgusted to find that out, and I was disgusted to find out he wasn't.
Hell yeah. One of us is going to get it.
I don't wipe my groceries down, but I know a lot of people that do.
I do for sure.
But think about the people putting the groceries on the. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe
No. This what? Do we not have time to talk about this?
I don't know.
I got a thing at
This is the one thing we don't have time to talk about.
We don't have time to talk about this really important thing affecting all of us. Let's keep playing this game.
Show, man. I'll roll with you. It's your show, man.
We're in the middle of a goddamn game show right now. Did you watch The Price is Right and fucking Bob Barker stops in the middle to talk about neutering pets for a year and a half?
I tell you this,
you got 250 points, you're going to get the vacuum cleaner really quick. Spay and neuter your dogs, because I'll tell you
I guarantee you never during the match game did they go, all right, let's see if these answers match. Also, there's an AIDS epidemic going on out here, so make sure you condom up. Let's see if these two contestants Both know their favorite applesauce.
And you can both get really sick from falling in love.
It looks like there is a T up there, and there is an L. That's great. Do you want to guess the word? Yeah, I'll guess the word. Okay, but before you do that, you know, chemtrails are really something
huge. Really affecting America. Are you aware?
Yeah.
All right. Bad. We'll go. Is there one more, Mike, or that? Or no, we're still in the
this
middle.
This is it.
One.
Be nice or not be nice.
I think you're gonna not be nice because at this point it keeps happening. So I'm gonna say you're gonna not be yes. nice.
Not be nice Falcon. For your boy. Not be nice, Andrew. Nice,
which means Maureen Rose. I'm gonna need that address to give Screw you.
Ah!
Yes.
No, it's 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah. Maureen Rose gets stickers. Nick Montavo gets stickers. But you know who doesn't is Leighton Courtman. And that's half because of your name and half because these guys are bad at the show.
I'm prejudiced.
It's a lie. It's like beating your
There was one keyboard
on
sound in 1990. And it was that one.
And Alan Thicke made it.
That's true.
Oh my God,
Steve! Oh, that would be so funny as a bit if he was just like that.
I can't tell if this is a bit because.
What? Uh oh! Oh no! My boys have froze. I'm the only one left. What happened? Oh no! This is terrible. This is terrible. Oh no! This has never happened. Zoom crashed. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, we're reconnecting. We're reconnecting. Come on, baby girl. Oh no. It's the worst thing that could happen at 1 hour and 20 minutes into this thing. Fucking son of a suck. All right, I guess I got to restart Zoom. So hang on a second, motherfuckers. God damn it. This is like the third time Zoom has done this to me. I don't know if it's like a computer thing or if it's me or you or... I gotta tell Mike I gotta be right back. Damn. I got fucking Zoom crashed. All right, I did a force quit. I used the force. Oh, maybe I can get back into my meeting. Oh man, it is so broken. Shit, am I gonna have to restart? Fuck. All right, hold on. Oh, something's happening. Ugh, I'm gonna have to restart my computer, I bet. God damn it. All right, audio people. Hang on a second. I'm gonna pause it.
York Bengal.
Okay, slapping it. We're back. Okay. I had a major crash from Zoom, so we're back.
Dude, look at this virtual background I just Holy shit.
Damn, that looks good, son. What my is that, friend, bagel?
My friend Kristen sent us New York bagels from New York City, and I did wipe down this package.
Dude, one time when I was working at Sony, we were making Click or something, some Adam Sandler movie. And Adam Sandler sent our entire team frozen New York bagels. And they were like, they were in dry ice. They were dry ice. It was like a big fucking huge container. It was like New York bagels for everybody. It was so great.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
that's fucking
awesome.
He was
a nice guy. Super nice guy. All right. And his dog, that like English bulldog, would just like wander around the campus. And you'd be like, hey, buddy. What was his name? Like Bacon or something? Or...
I don't remember.
Some kind of meatball, maybe? I don't know. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Was that it for nice or not be nice?
Yeah, that's it.
Great. All right, well, guys, we did it. Congrats to everybody who won a thing. And
congrats to even Leighton for losing so bad.
Right. And thanks to Malcolm for popping in for a second. He's now gone and will never be back. God bless him.
He will never talk to him again.
No, I'll never talk to him again. All right. Well, so we're an hour and 23 minutes into the show.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So how do you want to, what do you want to do now? We could say goodbye or we could do a couple of history roads or What do you want to do?
Let's I'll put my personal thing on the back burner and I'll say let's do
Wait, no, that would be a good idea. Road. Let's do your personal thing cuz that's a history road in a way. And then the next episode of the show, we're just going to fucking read a fuck ton of history roads cuz we've been
Okay, next episode all history roads.
It's a all history road episode next time. We're just going to read history roads and have a great time. Because we've been really ignoring that and we feel bad. And I know you guys have been sending in your shit. So we're going to get in there. So, Mike, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Well, my thing, this thing that I want to tell you isn't super exciting, but I haven't really spent any money on myself all throughout quarantine. Mm-hmm. And I got something yesterday that I feel like you would really nerd out about.
Okay.
And it's called the Pandora's Box 6S. Do you know what that is?
No.
So
is that the new iPhone?
It's just yes. It takes a couple steps back. So picture it's a video game thing. It's an emulator thing that has like 2,500 arcade games in it. But they send you just like the deck of like the controller. So it has six buttons and a joystick, player one, player two, next to each other on the same deck, and you plug it HDMI in your TV and you have like 2,500 old school arcade games. Yeah.
Like what do you have in there? What have you been playing?
So I didn't get it yet. I get it at the end of the month.
Okay.
But I did get it for two specific reasons and it's, WWF Superstars, which came out in like 1989
I remember
or some
that
shit
game.
Like that. And WWF WrestleFest, which came out in like 91, 92. And it's my favorite arcade game of all time.
That's that Broken Lizard one, right?
Broken Lizard? The wrestler, yeah. It's when they wrestle Germans.
So this is exciting. So you treated yourself to a cool little trip down memory road, and are you and Zoya gonna play together? Do you think Zoya's
dude? Zoya's like, she used to get super into Street Fighter.
Hell yeah!
And her brother would like kick the shit out of each other with their little light up shoes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do that.
LA Lights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's badass! I can't wait till I can actually come over and play.
I'm gonna put up a divider at my shoulder. So we can play.
Well, have you heard that, like, and this was something we were kind of talking about earlier, but we didn't get to finish. They were saying that, like, you could essentially quarantine yourself for like 16 days or whatever. And that means don't go to the grocery store. You know, you could still walk around outside and shit, but just wash your hands, be careful, wear a mask, whatever. But they're saying that if you've been quarantined in your home for 16 days or more, then you could visit someone who's also been quarantined for 16 days or more.
Is 60 days more or less than 16 days?
Well, I'm not a mathematician, so I don't really know.
I'm not a mathlete.
But I think we could essentially, if we're being responsible, we could essentially be quarantined for 16 days or whatever, and you could do it too. And then we could just do a day where, like, I come, we do dynamic banter, I pay your wonderful wife to cut my goddamn hair, and then we could play some video games.
That sounds great.
Right? And I think we could do that sometimes if we're careful.
I've been showering in the clothes that I go to the grocery store in.
I've been showering with my mask on.
As you should. You shouldn't be close to water.
I've got to protect my shower from my sneezes and coughs.
Remember when the glass in your shower just broke out of nowhere?
Yes, dude, I think about it all the fucking time. I think about
because we have those now, and I think about that happening. Yeah, for sure. I know what you're going to say.
It's terrifying because there was really no reason. It was just, and I looked online, and it just happens.
What if Stone Cold Steve Austin came out of your bathroom? Sorry, oh, hell yeah. You got anything to drink? Hell yeah.
I'd be like, I don't really care too much about you being here, but I know a couple of people that might. So let's.
Like, hey, are you gonna hang around?
How long do you plan on being here? What's the hashtag for this?
Dude, I really want to do this short video series, whether it's a part of Mike in the Morning or just like its own thing, where I have people pick a number and I would play the game that corresponds with that number and just do like short videos and try to be really funny and play these video games.
That's great. Yeah. You can even do streams probably if it's HDMI.
You can probably. I don't know enough about that, but
I have a thing that you can borrow that you one end of it, you plug whatever HDMI source into it, like a PlayStation or a Switch or this thing you're getting if it's HDMI. And then the other end of it goes into the TV, and then a USB cable goes into your computer, and then you can like stream that. And I can teach you how to do it. It's a little device I have that I have two of them here because one was the office one and I took the office one, but you can use it and you could see, I could show you what you need to do and you could stream some shit.
Has that device been quarantined for 16 plus days?
Absolutely not. It's full of COVID. It's inside is inside has nothing but COVID.
It doesn't sound safe to use it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. All right. Well, Mike, I'm so excited for you. When's it coming?
The 28th, I think.
Oh, I'm counting the days, I gotta tell you.
Me too, because I don't know what day it is.
I'm counting the days just so I can remember what day it is.
I'm counting the days until I know what day it is.
Well, listen, Mike, this was a great episode. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too, man.
And I want to thank Malcolm for being our surprise guest, and we had a great time with that. Please. And Mike, thank you for being awesome. And is there anything you want to talk about before we go?
Nothing super special. Been putting out stuff all the time. New videos every Tuesday and Friday. I've been selling prints of my pictures. You could follow that Instagram on Mike Faltography. And yeah. And I wanted to say something else, but I don't remember what it was. That's it.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining. And don't forget,
marijuana, don't try it at all.
It's a lie. Guys, listen to Mick Gruff. Like be smart.
Your head on a wall.
Wash your goddamn hands and stay inside. And thank you guys so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. We'll see you next time on the History Road edition of Dynamic Banter next week.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. So get your History Roads in before then if you want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Visit the store. Visit the Dynamic Banter store if you want.
DynamicBanter.clothing.
Yeah. Buy a t-shirt, put it around your goddamn face, and stay alive longer.
Buy a couple of t-shirts and wear one like a pant and wear one on a shirt. And send us a picture of it. All right, well, thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.